I delight in what I eat, and I know it is good for me, and I know it is good. This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I delight in what I eat, and know it is good and good for me. We have a table blessing, which we say at every single meal, whether we are at home or away, whether we say it out loud or in our heart. We say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Because that's exactly what it is. Anything that we eat, if we choose to eat it at all, it has to be healthy for our body and filled with love. You say, well, if I eat a whole gallon of ice cream, well, if you can eat a whole gallon of ice cream, you're amazing. If you can eat a pint of ice cream or a quart of ice cream, you're still very much amazing. But yes, if you can eat it, it just goes right on through you. Now, if you say, oh, this is going to make me fat. Oh, it's going to do this. And then it's going to do that, whatever we name it. And that's what we claim it. And we all do it, sometimes subliminally, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes on purpose. And what is the saying goes? You remember the saying? If it is...
Oh, if it is...
I know what you mean.
If it is good, if it is fun,
you know.
It is.
Everything
that is immoral and.
Now, everything
fun,
that is fun is either good, immoral, or fattening. Everything that is fun is either good, immoral, or fattening. And you see, this is a sprick word. This is a statement that people say. And, of course, so it is. We build these in our consciousness. Now, Sylvia, rephrase that statement.
Everything that is fun is uplifting,
illuminating
and making me beautiful and healthy.
That's good, too. Now, do you think Sylvia ought to patent that?
No, that's good. That is a good thing.
So, you see, everything that is fun is bad for me, or
illuminating,
or fattening, or immoral. Mm. Now we change the immoral to it is something spiritually illuminating, which is a good word. What's another word for immoral? It is... moral, just
yeah,
saying moral, but that takes away the joy of it.
Yeah.
But spiritually illuminating, that's a good one. And then what about how it's for our health? How is it for our health?
Healthy.
Yeah, well, that's a simple word.
Whole, it makes my body whole and perfect, young and vital and dynamic.
It makes my body tickling.
Sickening?
Tickling.
Tickly. Well, that's a nice one too, tickly. But I was thinking more like, I look like Jack LaLanne or Marilyn Monroe.
All
right. You know.
If you want that, yeah.
No, a healthy body.
Well, if you look like Marilyn Monroe, good night.
No, well, I'm taking men or women, you know. The women look like who? Twiggy?
No.
Princess Di?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
She was another Twiggy. But,
Audrey Hepburn.
She oh, was, come on. She was
Twiggy, too.
Yeah, she was kind of thin. Well, that's why I like to say Torpsichore or Adonis, you know. Adonis for the men, just the healthy, no, not that strong. The healthy, happy, hearty people who are nicely built, but they don't look like they're muscle builders, you know. They just have a normal, healthy, strong, wonderful body.
Like the goddess of beauty.
That's Torpsichore.
Yeah. Torpsichore. You could even say goddess of beauty.
Well, the goddess of beauty is good, except goddess right away puts you up into such a mentally high level when you say goddess, you know. But these are good things. These are good things. So I delight in what I eat and know it is good and good for me. So when we start putting these things on a higher level, then they're great. Now, Ingeborg, Do you eat more than you need to? Ingeborg?
No.
Don't say no.
I eat as I feel is right for me.
I eat what delights me.
Yeah, I like to eat what delights me.
I delight to eat. But no, you like to eat. But my point, Ingeborg, are you putting on weight?
No.
Ingeborg, are you getting enough muscle flab for yourself?
And
do you feel good? You feel healthy? And you don't feel like you're just getting fatter? No? You see, then you're doing something right. Now, anybody else tank the way that you do, they seem to put on weight. Now, why would they put on weight?
I think so. It's all question
they think
of
it's thought, fattening.
Of thinking.
They think it's fattening, don't they? Okay? Now, what about Ellen? What about Sylvia? What about me? Do we think it's fattening too?
Never.
So,
not in my thought.
I delight in what I eat and know it is good and good for me.
Yes, healthiness.
It's healthy.
How is the perfect vitamins? Everything.
No, the nutrients.
The nutrients.
Yeah, vitamins, nutrients, all that sort of good stuff. Now, I'm not using this as an example of perfection, but I'm saying in our Asian countries and in our rice-eating countries, let's say, in our rice-eating countries, where they eat a preponderance of rice, the people are slim, the people are healthy. True, they could stand to have certain other things that would make them a little more whatever, but the thing is, they're healthy people. If you look at, let's just say from India, you look at 100 people who are eating rice every day and who are eating whatever the Indian diet is, just a random 100 people, are they healthy or sick? Now, they have enough to eat. It's not that they don't have enough to eat. Naturally, if you don't have enough to eat, sometimes you can get a bad mental attitude about it. But the thing is, they have enough to eat. They're comfortable. They're let's call them middle-class Indians from India. And so they have enough to eat. And are they healthy? Are their bodies sound? Do they have the right nutrients in their body, basically? Pretty much so. But now, let's not take the young people. Because the young people have within their body many nutrients that are beneficial to their life, but as they get older, then they used it up. They used up that supply. And then also they stop producing it sometimes too. It's just like your hormones at certain times, they change, you know, and your bodily functions at certain times, you stop growing. Then you just start, you know, use that for whatever it is to maintain your body. And when you eat more than you need to maintain your body, then it goes in, goes out. And if you want it to stay, then it'll stay. But it's up to you. And ask me about that. So, I delight in what I eat and know it is good and good for me. If this is our statement, we will always eat that which pleases us, that which is good for us, and that which is beneficial for us. So, as we hold this thought in our consciousness, some people say you shouldn't hold a thought, but as you hold this thought in your consciousness, what's going to happen to you? You're going to always eat what's good for you. Now, Sylvia, for years, has been saying, a candy chocolate, chocolate isn't good for me, chocolate makes me fat, chocolate does this. And now, Sylvia, what are you saying?
Chocolate makes me slim.
Especially dark chocolate.
Yeah, it helps me lose weight even if
so,
I want to.
You see, now she's changed her picture. She always loved chocolate, but now she can love chocolate because the scientists have said that chocolate is beneficial for your health. Chocolate helps you digest your foods. Mm-hmm. Now you just watch. I'm not recommending this, and I am not opposing it, but they're going to come up with a statement, smoking cigarettes is beneficial for your health. I mean, they have turned everything else around. I would not be surprised at that. Because we had a nation, a world of cigarette smokers and smokers since the time of Sir Walter Raleigh, more or less. And they lived reasonably good lives. Some people overdid it. you know, chain smokers and stuff. Some people, their body was not harmonious with it, and it did, like some people, their body is not harmonious to sugar. Whose body would not be harmonious to sugar?
Diabetics.
Okay, so until you solve the diabetic problem, you can't eat sugar. Well, everybody else can eat it and enjoy it, but you can't. That's not fair, but that's the way it is. And so it is with some people, they cannot smoke because it bothers their system. My brother-in-law, he worked in his younger years in various factories with my dad, and he was tearing these factories apart and building new ones. And in tearing it apart, he pulled out all this asbestos, got all this asbestos dust into his system. And then when he turned 60 or something like that, it started to disturb him. At least that's what they said it was. And so now that he's 81, they're saying, oh, it's all under control. And what did they do to get it under control? Nothing. It's mentally under control. The asbestos scare, it is not good to breathe certain things. That's just natural. But the asbestos scare is little by little fading away, maybe because they're not using asbestos anymore. But I believe they are, you know, in many areas. So I delight in what I eat, in what I drink, in what I breathe, in what I speak, in what I hear. I delight in all these things, in what I say, and it's good for me. So let's keep these as predominant thoughts in our mind, predominant concepts in our mind. And then our thought for today, let's really be on top of this. Now, we've chit-chatted here at the table about this, and it's good stuff. But just remember, if you have the audacity, to call yourself a Christian person or a believer in the teachings of Jesus, and I say you don't really, but you say you do. Jesus said what?
It's done unto you according to your belief.
He said, it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth. And we should really pay attention to those words. That is pure psychology. It is a philosophy at the highest and deepest level, and it's wonderful. So it's not what goes into the mouth, but it's what comes out. So if it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out, then we should just start making sure that what comes out of our mouth is exactly what we want to think and say and do and be and so forth. So, are you ready?
Yes.
I am too. Have a lovely day and know that my love is surrounding you in every beautiful, wonderful way all the time.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.